Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, sometimes an apartment offers you a little more than a roof over your head. Sometimes it comes with uninvited guests.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We share your real ghost stories here, so if you have one, you could call it in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like to be a premium subscriber, that's up to you. And you could get no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free there. You could go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's here today. How's everything?
Well, it's going pretty well. How's it going with you?
I've just been really busy. Like, lots to do. You and I are going to take a few days off next week and just trying to work ahead and stuff, you know? You know how if you want to take a day off, you got to work twice as hard sometimes to take a day off. That's kind of where I'm at.
That's right. Well, I've been super busy. I just have a list of things that start with the letter P to do. So I paint, I podcast, and I pack, and then I paddle the dog.
Oh, I
Those
was
are
like,
all, that's all I do all day long.
Because you had painting, a little podcast. Pause, and I'm like, yeah. So you paint, podcast, pack, and pee?
And
the dog.
Paddle the dog, yes.
And mine comes with something that doesn't start with pee, but every time my dog goes out lately, he keeps getting stickers. So before out of town, I have to find the time to go out with my weed whacker and see if I can figure out where these stickers are. Because our poor dog sitter is going to be picking stickers out of our dogs constantly.
No, that's bad.
I know. Yeah, that's so bad. So I got to find time to do that too. So I got to figure that out. But I bought a little fencing to put up so he can't jump over it. And maybe it's in one corner of my yard, but it's some other places too. So we'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing to do. So let's go to this ghost story. It says, I've always been fascinated by the paranormal, even though I've never had a personal experience myself. I've wished for one for so long, but this story isn't about me. It's about my sister-in-law and my brother, who both went through some really strange and unsettling things. I have to interrupt here. Be careful what you wish for. A few years back, my sister-in-law rented an apartment in Corpus Christi, Texas. I won't mention the name of the complex because, well, it's changed names several times, partly because of the intense paranormal activity that's been reported there. Yeah, it's that bad.
Wow.
It all started one night when her roommate, out of nowhere, received a text from my sister-in-law at 3 a.m. The text message read, "Wake up, Chuck," all in caps. Here's the thing, though. My sister-in-law is not tech-savvy. In fact, she had an old flip phone and didn't even know how to send texts all in caps. Even stranger, when she checked her sent messages, there was no record of her sending anything at that time. But the text was definitely from her number, and her roommate had the proof. They brushed it off as some weird tech glitch and tried to move on with their lives, being carefree college students, but things only got stranger. One day, before they headed to the pool, my sister-in-law, who's claustrophobic, opened all the windows and left the doors unlocked, something she did regularly. When they came back, however, they couldn't get in. The front and back doors were both bolted shut from the inside, and every single window that had been left open was now shut and locked. They had to call maintenance just to get back into their own apartment. No one had been home. No one else had access. Although other people did have access, as in anyone, because they left the door unlocked. So when you think about that one, but the bolted part, you couldn't do that.
Well, somebody would have to be in the apartment.
But they would have just walked in and shut all the windows, but bolting the door.
You have to, yeah.
Because they left the door open.
Unless you had a key and it was a separate key for the bolt up atop, and then, you know. But that's.
Yeah. The only weird part about it is the door's bolted. Because the rest of it, it could have just been somebody going, I'll show them, and walked in and done all that.
Yeah, exactly.
But it said the front and back doors were bolted shut from the inside. So that's the creepy part.
So that makes me think that you would have had to bolt yourself in. So exactly. When they opened the door, somebody would have had to been in there.
Or like mine, I have to do it with the key from outside. But you have to have the key to do it if you're doing it from the outside. Then there was the stuffed animals incident.
Oh, well, stuffed animals. That goes without saying.
One night, her roommate asked if she had moved all of her stuffed animals onto the windowsill. Of course, my sister-in-law was confused and said, no, why would I do that? Sure enough, there were 5 stuffed animals all neatly lined up along the window, and no one had touched them. Mm. Another night...
And neatly lined up.
Neatly. Another night, my brother was staying over. They had the ceiling fan on low, just enough to circulate the air. In the middle of the night, the fan started spinning wildly, way faster than it was set to go. So fast, they thought it would rip off the ceiling. Then just as quickly as it had sped up, it came to a dead stop. Then there was also the bathroom door incident. One day, the bathroom door locked itself from the inside. When they finally managed to get the lock undone, they still couldn't open the door. Turns out the drawers from the cabinet inside had been pulled out, blocking the door from opening. They had to get the maintenance guy to take the door off the hinges just to access the bathroom. Things got so bad that they eventually tried to break their lease and move out. The leasing agents admitted something shocking. The apartment was known to be haunted. In fact, the last tenants had been offered free rent just to stay there, but they still left. The leasing agents even shared the building's dark history. Apparently, the complex had been rebuilt after a hurricane had wiped out the original structure. During the storm, the building collapsed, trapping people inside. Many of them drowned face down in the floodwaters.
Oh.
My sister-in-law and her roommate moved out as soon as they could, but there were so many more strange occurrences that she said she couldn't even remember all of them. And Chuck? Well, there were so many eerie Chuck stories that it became a running joke between them, though the fear was all too real. When she told me all of this, I couldn't believe it. I had to share it with you because even though I wasn't there, it's one of the creepiest stories I've ever heard. Some places just seem to hold on to the past in ways we'll never understand. That is so weird. Like, you know, it's one thing like, okay, the tech story. Oh, maybe, I don't know. Could have happened.
Right.
Then you left your doors open, so maybe someone came in, but they bolted him. And then the bathroom door locks, and then the drawers are open, so you can't even get in. I'm like, the poor maintenance people at this apartment complex have to be run ragged.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, when you were reading off these things, I was thinking poltergeist, right? This mm-hmm. kind of ornery thing that's doing things that are irritating. Is what they are
mm-hmm.
more than, you know, creepy, yes, but then just sort of in an irritating way. But then if it was actually built on this location where people died in a hurricane, maybe not. You know, it is definitely something that's doing irritating things for sure, but maybe it's not just something that's playfully irritating.
It does not feel playful to me at all.
Mm-mm, it doesn't.
And who's in the, and I would like a little bit more information on the Chuck, because that wasn't the only Chuck story.
Yeah, I don't know what these other Chuck stories are, but you know, Chuck is kind of a creepy name, you know, because of the Chucky doll thing, I think.
So, I don't know. That was so haunted.
Oh.
Like all of the things. That had all of the things going on.
Well, and can you imagine being under a fan that's going so crazy you're afraid it's going to
You'd have to
loose?
Just go to the other room and be like,
yeah.
Well, then like, now, because of this creepy-ass apartment, I'd be like, it's not going to hit the ground. It's going to just get 5 feet off the ground and just start cutting us all in half.
Your roommate comes out of a room. Why are you guys standing in the hall? Well, we think the fan is going to rip out of the ceiling any second now, so we decided to get out of the room.
And it's going to murder us.
And I do have to say that there is something that just makes your heart stop when you walk into your room and see your stuffed animals in a line.
Mm-hmm.
That's just creepy. It happened to me the other day with pillows on my sofa that were laid down on the cushions in a line. And it was like, okay, but this couldn't have happened. My dog couldn't have got it in this perfect alignment like this. And it just makes your heart stop.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh.
Well, and then you know where, you know, it's like I put my pillows on my bed the same way every day. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you know when they're different. Like, you know, I do not line my stuffed animals up neatly in the windowsill. That's not what I do.
Yeah, that's creepy.
I would hate that place. Okay, here is our next story.
My name is Jonah from Illinois, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about something I experienced as a child. I was about 8 or 9 years old, and my mom had just bought me one of those train alarm clocks, you know, the little train that went into the, like, giant mountain kind of cave thing and came back out. It had a pretty distinct alarm when it went off in the morning, and I set that on my bedside. One night after school and all of my homework was done, I felt a little more tired than usual and decided to go to bed early. And in the middle of the night, I had woken up, and like every child, I felt anxious for whatever reason. And I had a bunk bed at the time, and I kept my alarm clock like on my bed mattress. Because it was like small enough to fit and I wouldn't knock it off in the middle of the night. I looked over the side of the bed and on the ground looked like a child, but he was wearing a black hood and what appeared to be a robe, and he was holding his legs in his arms and he was sitting up, just rocking very slowly to himself. And it petrified me. I could not move. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't say anything. My eyes were fixated on him. The thing that has always stuck with me, though, is that it did not look human. It was blue. It was glowing this odd nuclear blue. And its color was irradiating off of the walls around the room. So the room kind of had a blue hue to it. He didn't have a mouth or a nose, and he just had two empty wells where eyes should be, just these pits that went into its face that seemed like they went nowhere. It was very scary, and it was just rocking on the floor. And as soon as I shuffled my feet under the covers out of fear, it turned its head and looked up at me and then looked back straight and kept rocking. And I couldn't do anything. Stiff as a board, I just wobbled sideways away from the side of the bed, turned towards the wall and fell asleep. And woke up the next morning and nothing was there, no sign of anything, no, you know, scratches on me or my brother who was in the room at the same time. And to this day, I've never been able to explain that, and that's kind of sparked my interest in the paranormal and, you know, the supernatural. So I hope you enjoyed my story. Thank you for having me.
So that's a weird thing to happen. Wake up in the middle of the night and see a little boy sitting there.
I'm trying to get my head around this. So he said the boy is holding his leg.
I think like how you sit on the floor and you kind of have your knees up and you've got your arms wrapped around
your arms around your legs.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm trying to get the picture of this.
And he was like in robe, a black robe. Yeah.
Hood.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a hood up, you think?
I don't know.
Okay. Two.
He might have said that and I didn't
Not
hear
really
that.
Nose, not really mouth, just these two big wells for eyes. You know where I'm going.
Well, but it sounds like a black-eyed kid, but then it's just the one.
No, that wasn't where I was going.
Where are you going?
Alien.
Oh, because of the black eyes. Or the just the... Yeah, maybe.
Just sitting there rocking. Now, could it be a ghost?
I kind of feel more ghost-like, because normally aliens, there's a little something-something more that goes with it.
Well, and the rocking thing is odd.
Maybe it's a lost black-eyed kid. Maybe this is a black-eyed kid that really can't find his mom. the other people, it's like, I really am lost. I really do need to use your phone.
Interesting. Okay.
But then he said he rolled over and fell asleep. I don't get that. And I know he was a kid at the time, but I do not get how you ever roll over and fall asleep after that.
Well, maybe it just took a long time. And then, next thing he knows, it's morning.
But you're kind of trapped in your bed, too. If there's something on your floor, you can't exactly get up.
Right. And so he might have rolled over and laid there for a long time, and then just eventually fell asleep laying there. But what did the train clock have to do with it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Did I miss that part of the story?
I didn't quite catch that part.
Okay. But, boy.
I'm going with he saw a little boy ghost. But I do think
I think
weird.
So too. And I think it's the rocking that makes me lean towards a ghost, a spirit.
But I do think it's weird to just have a one-off experience that would be that intense.
Boy, that's, yeah.
Because
he doesn't necessarily act like it happened again.
So
you know?
To me, that's just kind of interesting. So speaking of interesting, check out this next story. It is also very interesting. It all started with my dad telling me stories about his grandfather, my great-granddad. He used to talk about how his granddad would buy him comic books, candy, and complain about the economy and the Great Depression. I never met my great-grandfather. He passed away long before I was born. But the one story I'll never forget, one that still gives me chills, happened one stormy night in 1997. My cousin and I were staying at our grandparents' house, and it was one of those nights where the wind howled, the rain pounded against the windows, and sleep was hard to come by. We were up late watching TV and snacking, just typical teenager stuff. I couldn't sleep, so I kept flipping through channels, and that's when the phone rang. It was 3:46 a.m.
Oh.
Right. My family never liked getting late night phone calls. Well,
no,
I'm going to interject here. Nobody does. When the phone rings that time at night, it's never good.
No.
Usually it meant bad news. And with my grandmother in the hospital after her heart surgery, we were all on edge. My grandfather was already downstairs when I reached the phone. He was smoking a cigarette and I could hear the unease in his voice as he picked up the call. Hello? He said, to our relief, it wasn't the hospital, but it was strange. And this happened, was it 1997? So they wouldn't
That's
have
what
had,
says, yeah.
yeah. So there wouldn't have been like, there might have been caller ID, but you might not have had it back then. It wasn't the hospital, but it was strange. The woman on the other end said, is there a man there by the name of Jonathan Nicholas II? Now, my grandfather's full name was Jonathan Nicholas Jr., named after his father, Jonathan Sr., who passed away in 1968. My grandfather, still wary, asked why she was calling at this hour. The woman's answer was chilling. Sir, your father is here. He says he's coming home tonight and he's waiting for you to come get him. My grandfather laughed nervously. Ma'am, my father died nearly 30 years ago. The woman paused for a moment and then said, your father asked me to tell you to take care of the burns on his hands. At that, my grandfather's face went pale. His voice trembled as he asked her to repeat herself. She described the man in detail, a short man in a black trench coat, a dark brown suit, and a briefcase, one that my grandfather had bought for his father back in 1963. She also mentioned something terrifying. The man's mouth was bleeding and his hands were badly burned. My grandfather's voice cracked and he asked, does the briefcase have the initials JNS engraved on both sides? Yes, it does. That's when my grandfather knew. He hadn't told her about the initials, and the only person who would have known about the burns was his father, who had suffered them in a fire caused by a cigarette years before his death. The woman on the phone calmly said, "Your father says he'll take a taxi home. He asked if you could keep the light on in his room." My grandfather didn't miss a beat. This is interesting. "Tell him to go back to where he came from. I don't want to see him," he said and hung up the phone. He turned to me, his face drained of all color, and he said, "Lock the doors, turn off every light. Your great-grandfather is coming home tonight."
Oh.
That's so strange. I stood there in complete shock. "Grandpa, this has to be a prank. Someone's messing with you." But my grandfather shook his head. "No, son, that was him. I know it." An hour passed in silence, a storm still raging outside. Then we heard it, a knock at the door followed by a deep, rasping cough. My grandfather peeked through the window, but no one was there. We didn't sleep that night. The next morning, we received a call from the hospital. It was my grandmother. She sounded oddly cheerful, telling us that she had enjoyed a wonderful breakfast and the sunrise after the storm. She then added something that sent shivers down my spine. "Your great-grandfather came to visit me last night," she said. "He told me he'd be back for me next week to take me away." 1 week later, she passed away peacefully in her sleep. To this day, I still wonder what my great-grandfather meant when he said he'd be back for her. Well, I think we know. Maybe it was his way of helping her move on, but one thing's for sure, when the dead come calling, they never leave empty-handed. Sean. That is the weirdest thing. I think the weird part's the whole phone call and how the way the grandfather reacted to it. And then the grandmother's like, "Yeah, your grandfather came. He said he'd be back next week to get me."
So it was the hospital that called and said he was there?
They don't know who
the woman.
No, they don't know who that was.
Okay, so we don't.
It was not the hospital.
Like, I'm saying to the woman, "Who are you? Where are you? Where do you? Where is he?"
Yeah, the whole thing seemed just very, like, right.
That's why I thought maybe it was the hospital, because the grandmother said he was at the hospital. And he answered because he thought it was the hospital people.
It doesn't ever say, like, I don't even think he asked, "Who are you? Why are you calling?" And then I think it's just so strange, the grandfather's reaction to it, basically, "Lock the doors." "Your grandfather's coming home." You know, well, it's like weird.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure that I'd want to let him in either. No,
but it's like, I don't know. Like, the whole thing would be so strange. I think I'd be sitting there going, "What the fuck was that?" Not "bolt the doors." Like, I don't know. The whole thing was so strange. It said, "Lock the doors, turn off every light. Your great grandfather is coming home tonight." Nothing well, like alarming your grandkids with that.
Well, and if it's a spirit, it seems like they could probably get in.
Yeah.
You know, if they really
wanted
to. But
then they heard the cough and someone knocked at the door and grandpa looked out and there's nobody there. The whole, you know, that's just a very interesting story.
Yeah.
It's like a little
I'm
snippet
gonna go
of
with,
a...
I think the part of the story that's missing here is that I think it was the hospital. And I think he was talking to like a nurse, and she said, "You know, your father came. He says that you're, you know," and that would make sense because then the grandmother calls the next day and goes, "Yeah, he was here."
It says to our relief, it was not the hospital. So,
oh.
Yeah, it was not the hospital.
Oh, dang it. Well, I just think that that's the weird missing
piece
in here.
It's almost like Grandpa knows that his father is the angel of death. And if we let him in, we're going to die.
Well,
but instead, the grandmother
really
did let him in through a dream or whatever, or vision. And he got to her and she died.
Somehow, maybe Grandfather knew this wasn't him. It wasn't him. It was something else.
It was the angel of death.
Right.
I don't know. That was just so strange. I'm telling you, it was like a short story, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. You can call it in 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the complete archive, Then you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or go through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp. I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Modo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Modo is U.S. owned and operated. Modo, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Modo.us.
Modo Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second.
But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Modo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Modo is U.S. owned and operated. Modo, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Modo.us.
Modo Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.